Usually when we think about signing a contract, there's a certain weight to it.
Right. Yeah. You've got the heavy pen, the big stack of paper.
Exactly. Maybe a notary watching you. You really feel the gravity of the commitment.
Because it's formal. You know exactly what you're getting into. The boundaries are just crystal clear.
But in everyday life, I mean, we are constantly signing these invisible contracts
Yeah.
with just a casual, sure, I can do that. Or, yeah, I'll be there.
All the time.
And navigating those invisible contracts is exactly what we are tackling today on this tailored deep dive. We are getting you fully prepared for day 7 of week 15 in your Laws of Life workbook.
Yeah, and this is a big one.
It is. As a psychology professor, I spend a lot of time looking at how we justify our behavior. So our mission today is to guide you through finalizing your Module 15 long-term code for Law 15, which is always keep your word, especially when doing so is difficult.
Right, and from a neuroscience perspective, today's work, it might feel mechanically light on the page, but do not skip over it.
Yeah, don't skip it.
Because it requires deep reflection to actually trigger what we call neural locking, which is essentially the brain's process of solidifying and insulating the new behavioral pathways you've been, consciously building over the past week.
I definitely felt that need to reflect when I was doing my own day 7 work. For my code rewrite today, I actually chose all commitments are contracts, never let me enter one lightly.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks. Yeah, I realized that tossing out these casual yeses creates this massive psychological leakage.
That is the perfect term for it, actually. Psychological leakage happens when your brain expends subconscious energy just keeping track of all those unfulfilled micro commitments.
Right, like a background app draining your battery.
Exactly. They
Yeah.
just sit in the background, constantly draining your cognitive budget.
But I had to push back a little on how deep that goes, just to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I get that an unfulfilled promise drains my daily energy, but surely bailing on a casual coffee date or a minor chore doesn't fundamentally alter my brain chemistry, right?
What?
Because my distilled point this week is breaking a commitment for convenience, safety, or profit trains your brain to accept being fundamentally unreliable. So, does taking an easy out literally rewire us?
It absolutely does,
Okay.
because the brain prioritizes efficiency above all else. When you face the friction of a difficult commitment and take the easy out, you aren't just saving time.
What are you doing then?
You are actively strengthening your avoidance circuits. Think of building a habit like carving a new trail through a really dense forest.
Okay.
The first time you push through the friction of keeping a hard promise, it's exhausting.
Yep.
But every time you do it, your brain wraps that neural pathway in myelin.
Which acts like biological insulation, right?
Exactly. Myelin makes the electrical signal travel faster. So if you constantly push through the hard things, that difficult trail becomes a paved highway.
Wow.
But if you constantly bail because it's convenient, well, bailing gets heavily myelinated. That becomes your paved highway.
So flaking becomes the default.
Yes, over time, flaking on your word literally becomes your biological path of least resistance.
So you are physically programming your default state. That context makes my quote selection from Marcus Aurelius hit so much harder. He said, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one. You literally have to walk the path to pave it."
You do, which is exactly why for my own long-term code, I selected, when keeping my word becomes hard, that is when it matters most.
Because of the friction.
Right. The difficulty isn't a roadblock. It is the necessary friction required to build that myelin and reinforce the pathway reliability.
And once that pathway is built, I imagine you just stop looking for excuses when things get tough.
Precisely. And that ties directly to the distill point I chose for my rotation today, which is, it never matters why a problem exists. If it lands on your plate, it is 100% your responsibility.
No off-ramps.
No off-ramps at all. And Goethe really summarized the ultimate test of this with the quote I selected. He wrote, "You can easily judge the character of a man by how he treats those who can do nothing for him."
Oh, that's a powerful one.
Yeah, because if you only keep your word when there's a social or financial reward, you aren't building a default pathway of integrity. You are just building a pathway of transaction.
That is such a crucial distinction to keep in mind. So, for you listening right now, your task today is to select one code, one distill, and one quote of your own for your long-term rotation.
And please ensure you complete your 3 times a day ritual, morning, midday, and evening.
It's so important.
It really is absolutely vital for that neural locking we discussed earlier. And tonight, you'll ask yourself your bedtime question one last time for this module. What unmanaged desire or fear keeps me from setting the boundaries needed to protect my word?
Also, since we are wrapping up Module 15, remember to add our transition mental hack to your bedtime routine tonight. Just tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
That simple primer will perfectly set up your brain for our final week, week 16, where the law is, keep your true friends to people who you want to be a little more like in some way.
But before we go, we just want to take a sincere moment to pause here.
Yes. Truly, congratulations.
Yeah.
You have accomplished 15 weeks of rigorous, deep mental work that honestly, 95% of people will simply never do.
You have laid the groundwork. So use this incredible momentum to finish strong in the final week starting tomorrow. But before you go to sleep tonight, ask yourself this. If a transcript of every casual yes you gave this week was published for the world to see, would you look like a person of your word or a person of convenience? See you tomorrow.